Hello everybody, welcome back to Tea with Coconut and Plante. This is Josh.
Hello, my name is Zena. Welcome.
So first of all, we just want to say we're recording this in the evening, so we are gonna be we are exhausted.
I'm literally like rubbing my eyes, you know, like the way a child, also although I've been doing that lately, but you know the way a child like rubs their eyes when they want to sleep, that's anyway, but no, I'm excited to be here.
Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. We're excited to be here. I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been supporting and listening to our first episode back for season two. So yeah, we're very, very grateful for all of the kind words and just the sharing and the post. It's been really great to hear. And yeah, do you have anything else to add? You know, do you have any thank yous that you want to give us? Want to give you an Oscars moment here.
Shout out to the person that keeps saying promote on so and so platform on our Insta. I don't know who they are, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I will try and promote with you soon. Yeah. You know? If we ever, you know, the marketing of this podcast, we're really just to and fro.
We are looking for, okay, sorry. I know I was shouting about capitalism last week, but we accept money. So if you want to pay us for anything, let us know, okay?
Entertainment. So, Zena, what are we talking about this week? What are we... tea sips. I'm sipping on some jasmine tea because I need caffeine. So what are you drinking?
Well, I have a milkshake, actually. You know
what kind, what flavor?
It's just chocolate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For
is that a euphemism for something?
That's a euphemism for you're disgusting. No, but I was thinking about this, like I really just threw the tea part of this whole thing out the window. I'm just like,
yeah, you have not been drinking tea in a while.
I don't know, it's like every time I always forget for some reason, and then we sit down to record and I'm like, oh yeah, we drink tea on this thing, and then I have to be like, so I have a milkshake. Anyway, it's, look, basically tea is a euphemism for liquids that we drink, because we've also drank alcohol, so.
Okay, that sounds weirder.
If you have a dirty liquids mind, but I'm of the Lord, okay?
Not the dirty mind.
I am of the Lord.
Anyway. Amen. Tea with Coconut and Plantain is not exclusively for tea drinkers or for those who are religious. We also cater to the non-tea drinkers and the non-religious. Thank you. That was a PSA from Joshua.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you like that? Okay, what are we talking about today, Zeno? Twitter has been blowing up.
Yes.
Do you want to explain?
There's a girl, I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter. You tell me what we're talking about.
You were talking about the video on Twitter.
I know, but... Okay, basically. So, actually, no. It was my sister that sent me this video. It's this video of this auntie, and I'm assuming she's Nigerian, just based off of her accent. And she's shouting at this obvious secondary school girl in the chip shop. And they're literally going at it. Like, she's saying, like, oh... She's saying, basically, like, oh, look at you. You know, thank God you're not my daughter. Just insulting this random girl. And obviously the girl's like, I don't know you, why are you talking to me? And then she starts cussing her out, and then she calls her a fool. And if you call any African person a fool, they're gonna attack you. And then the woman is basically like, you know, she was just ready to hit her. And then chips was on the floor, hands were in the air, and yeah,
the woman threw the first punch, I would say.
Oh no, like, even if she didn't, she deserved it. I don't even care.
And auntie threw the first punch.
It's hilarious, but then I think you go into the comments of the video on Twitter, and you can see like the clear difference in cultures. So all the some of the Nigerians or people that live in Nigeria are like, even though she said all that stuff, she's still like an elder, you should respect her. And then everybody else is like, she deserved those hands.
Yeah. We don't know. The thing about the video is that we don't know much.
Yeah, we don't know what happened
contextually,
before, yeah.
Right? We don't know what happened before. It was very shorthanded. We got only a 30-second moment. And in the 30 seconds, Auntie did throw the first punch. Like, let's be honest now. If Auntie threw a punch at me, Auntie will be served with a letter of claim and a lawsuit coming at her.
So
she did throw the first punch, but I think the wider discussion people have been having is the, as you kind of alluded to, the differentiation between culture and how different cultures see respect.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, speaking about Filipino culture, my mom always makes a comment to me saying that I raise you boys, and you know, I raise all of you kids very differently. Mm. And she was very much like, y'all are built different, okay? Y'all are built different way. So I know for a fact, I was raised to be in a house where the only thing you don't question is God.
Mm.
Everything else is up for debate. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, and I think that's why we're all quite outspoken as a group of, you know, everyone around my dinner table definitely has their own opinions, their own views. And that's something that we've been raised with. But I will say this. My mom always tells me there's a difference between what happens in our own table and the stuff that happens in other people's tables.
This is true.
So I think that for me personally, my mom will always tell me, my mom's rule is always, you take the higher ground. I do not care who started it, whether it's your tita, your tito, I don't care. You walk away, because the last thing we want is you getting because I will fight, like, not that I will fight violently, yeah, but I will argue.
Yeah.
Like, I will argue till the day's end. What did you think of the video? Did you think she should have shut up?
The woman or the girl?
The girl or auntie? We don't know their names. For legal purposes,
yeah,
we shan't be saying any names because, you know, nothing is confirmed. But we have auntie and we have girl. So whose side are you on?
I'm on the girl side, but I think it was throwback to last week. It's the internalized trauma that I was like, she's fighting for all of us.
Yeah.
I
feel like that girl has been like Greta Thunberg in the last like 24 hours, because everybody's just kind of been like, yes, you know, we couldn't do it, but you
literally
can.
Literally, you know, like, oh my God. When I tell you, basically.
Could you have got away with that with your mum? Could you, or your auntie, like genuinely?
I probably couldn't have, but I really wish I could. The thing is, so when I lived in Nigeria when I was like younger, people would always say like, oh, like Zeno's quiet, yada yada yada. I used to think that that was to them it was a compliment, and to me at that time it was a compliment, because I was like, I'm just a good child sitting in the corner being quiet. But really, what was happening is, it was a thing of, you don't speak unless you're spoken to, and it's a very Nigerian thing to be like, respect all your elders, even if you just met them 10 minutes ago, which is fine. Like, everybody deserves a certain level of respect. But then people, Nigerian aunties specifically, and this is why I was...
a certain level.
This is why, as I was watching that video, I just knew that woman had come in, said something that nobody had involved her in, opened her mouth to say something, and didn't think about the consequences of her words. Because the amount of times that Nigerian aunties specifically, in fact, just Nigerians, because those uncles like to open their mouth as well and act like, okay, there's a lot of internalized anger here as well, so I'm gonna try and calm down. They basically just say stuff,
let it all out, let it all
and
out,
and they just expect you to take it, and sometimes it's backhanded, and sometimes they just straight up call you fat. I just like, there's someone that we know that...
No, it's
so annoying. There's someone that we know that's like a family... I guess they're a family friend. Me personally, that woman... The last time she came to this house, I refused to leave my room because I'm like, if I see her and she opens her mouth Zeno, you've gained weight, I would have actually insulted her, because I'm like, I don't know you, ma'am. We're not friends. You can't just come into my house and start talking about my weight like you're my best friend. And it's because she did the exact same.
No, it's true.
She literally spoke to my sister about her weight, and I was like, yeah, this is why they leave the room. Because literally every time she sees us, she always starts
talking to there's a, yeah. There is a fixation with, like, Nigerian aunties, you can easily substitute that for Filipina titas. Even the titos. The titas and the titos. The toxic titas and titos need to be called
out. Keep your opinions to yourself.
I think there's a bit of a... There's a correlation here in terms of the fact that in Filipino culture, age equates to respect, right? Like, the older somebody is, the more respect they command and the more authority that they command, right? And even my own parents, even when they disagree with their titos and titas, my parents will keep quiet. They'll be like, no, 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 no. Whereas for me, I will say this as well, because in Filipino culture, you're expected to call everybody tito or tita.
Yeah, same.
I'm not calling you tito or tita unless I think you deserve it, because I am not about to call a toxic tita over there. Like you said, there's a fixation on talking about weight, talking about money, relationship status. Those are always the questions. And by the way, people, we are entering Christmas season. So this may be very triggering for some of you who are about to enter these family spaces. Do not worry, you have a home.
Don't listen to this podcast right before the family dinner, because...
Because it does... I think it was a conversation that I've been having with a lot of Filipinos in my sort of vicinity. Mm-hmm. As well, is this fixation that titas have, that they think that they can just speak on anything about your life because they happen to have been there from the... They didn't even need to be there from the very beginning. Some of these titas you knew for 2 years, and they'll be talking about you. They'll be talking about, like, oh, what's Joshua doing in his days, life these days? Like, it's really not the one. Like, it really isn't. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, with that video, eventually you speak to the wrong person, and like in the video, there will be consequences for your unsolicited opinions. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm saying all this, but I wouldn't be fighting anybody if I'm being realistic. I'm not fighting anybody.
No, because in that video as well, Auntie decided to tell the girl, she said something along the lines of, if we were like, you know, you don't speak to me like that, or something like that. You don't speak to me like that. And I think that when we talk, you can't just start, just because you're older, you can't be policing the way everybody else speaks, especially a stranger. Like, I just think it's such a weird thing in our culture, just that, like, as a kid, I was expected to call titos and titas to people who I didn't know, who had no blood relation. Like, they really were just total strangers, but I was expected to call them this, you know, this title that was very, it means a lot to be called tito or tita. It's a very, you know, in Filipino culture, where it's very familial and there's a lot of emphasis on the blood relations, to be called tito or tita, it's a very important thing. And I just think it's so odd that that's such an important aspect of our culture, yet we give it away to anybody willy-nilly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. To be fair, it's also an easy way to just not learn anybody's name, because there's so many people whose names that I wouldn't know, and I was like, hi auntie, hi uncle, I don't I heard your name probably once, never heard it again, I don't know who you are, sir. I can't
I'm not gonna lie to you, my own mum and dad, who insist on calling you auntie, I don't even know. Like, they don't even know what your name is. So why I gotta remember it, you know? Yeah. I think that's why if I ever am fortunate enough to have kids, I will emphasize to them, you don't need to be calling anybody that name. Like, you save that for people who matter to you and for people who deserve that title. Because if Tita Toxic over there is going to be commenting on your weight every 3 seconds or asking you about, you know, really private parts of your life, they don't need to be in the picture.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, like, I guess it's just like a way as a child of calling someone, like giving them like a respectful name without saying their first name, because you can't just call like an adult their first name. Well, Nigerian culture, you don't call people.
You can't.
Yeah. they're not your friends.
But that's what I'm saying, is that we need to tear down these institutions.
I don't know, but I would feel weird about, even your parents. I would feel weird, calling them, Mr. DeLuna? Is that what you want to say?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no, in my house, you call Mama Mrs. DeLuna. No. No. My mom is Mrs. DeLuna and my dad is Mr. DeLuna.
Okay, see? But then, with our other friends, with our white friends, it's we can call them by their parents' first name.
Steve and Jane.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. I think even though...
No, I can't either.
I was like...
No, I'm the same. No, I agree. I'm really out here, Terry. I'm tear down these institutions. But no, when it comes to... Especially when they're when they're my friend's parents and I really like them.
Yeah.
And they're so insistent. They're like, call me by my first name. I'm like, no, Mr. and Mrs. Bolton, please stop.
Not the surname.
Oh my God. Not me calling out the surname. Nobody will find out.
Do you know what it is? This is why I just avoid saying people's names.
You just call the.
I just say hi. I mean,
we're doing that with these. Yeah, we're doing it with the video now. We're auntie and girl. But I just want to say kudos to the girl. Like I said, I don't know what happened beforehand. For all we know, the girl was really out here being annoying.
Yeah.
And really, what do we say? She was maybe she was aggravating.
Yeah, she could have been annoying it in the shop,
could have been annoying, doing a lot, whatever.
But don't go and parent someone else's child. It's not your place. But that brings me to parents siding with the aunties and uncles instead of siding with their children.
I was about to say, I just wanted to say, really, well done to the girl for really holding your own.
Honestly.
More power to you. I could not do it. Could you imagine if I came home and I said to my mom, Mom, just to let you know, we're not talking to Tita so-and-so anymore because Tita so-and-so got smacked in the face.
Please, the Facebook video would reach them before you even got the chance to call and be like, well,
yeah,
this is what happened.
No, because I really know so many toxic Titas. One of these days, I'm going to talk about some of the toxic Titas on Clubhouse because some of them really be moving circles. No, there's some toxic Titas on Clubhouse. I'm telling you, it's too much. There's some toxic Titas on Clubhouse and I'm like, they'll be talking about some toxic Titas really out here being like, I really support your lifestyle. Huh? What do you mean, Tita? What you mean?
He's like, I respect your choice.
I respect your choice, but if it's my kid, we need to discuss. I'm like, okay, Tita, okay.
Oh, no.
You ain't my Tita, get out. Tita's getting blocked.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that's another advice I have for people who have, family on social media. Just block them.
Oh, my God, absolutely block them because... These people don't need to be seeing your real life. They don't.
Yeah, no. My mom had a big reshuffling of her. This is how I know my mom is just built different because my mom is really out here being like, not if you don't like him, block him.
Blocker, 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 as the Bible says.
Exactly. So Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, paragraph 8. Don't fact check me on that. But yeah, I also have to say that there's a lot of conversation around respect and culture and what it means to be respectful. There's a way of being respectful in our culture, marrying that respect with our culture without being outright rude to people. And sometimes I really feel like some of these titas in Christmas and Noche Buenas, really, they like to take the piss sometimes with that, They really feel like they can push, like Corbin Blue, push it to the limit when it comes to this commanding respect. Because sometimes I'm like, that will really only take you so far in life, honey. It really will. But yeah.
Yeah.
What a great video, though. If she didn't do anything wrong, bravo to that girl. Bravo to that girl.
Lord. I really do hope her mum or her... wow, I really just put her mum. Sexist. I hope whatever family member she resides with is on her side. Because, anyway, yeah, like you said, good luck to her.
It's not easy out here, yes. If Also, if anybody has any clue who she is, please help us, because I would love to know what the thought process was of her.
I'm sure you know, like,
you know what?
I'm sure there'll be a TikTok somewhere. I will let the TikTok gods just let me find. You know, TikTok just brings people videos. I don't even have to think too much. So,
like Gorilla Glue Girl,
literally.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. See that story, it brought us closure. So I feel like this story stories on the internet, I need more closure from. So this is one of them. I'm gonna need more closure from this.
True that.
But yeah, I think there's a big conversation here around respect and culture. What I will say is just honestly, just raise your kids to be respectful, but don't make them fear it. Like, don't make them be fearful of authority.
That's the thing.
There's a big part of respect comes with it automatically, fear. I think a lot of older generations, you know, that's how they do respect, and I don't think that that's the only way forward. But yeah, thank you very much for that topic, Zeno.
Thanks for the wise words at the end, Joshua.
I know. Oh my god, thank you.
Oh, by the way, I like your hoodie. I know you people can't see it, but
thank you.
It's very cute.
It's from my University of Birmingham days. Josh, who we briefly talked about in the last episode, my boy Josh, also went to Birmingham, and he also has the same hoodie.
Whenever I'm
on FaceTime to him, he's always like, is that my hoodie? And I'm like, no, I got my own. I went to the uni too. I went to the uni before you did.
Not you dating the person that has the same name as you and went to the same university as you. Lord.
We did different degrees though. We did different degrees. Okay, exactly.
Next thing you'll be telling me, you have the same freaking star sign.
No, we don't have the same star sign, thank god, because if I was dating, not to be a horoscope gay, but if I was dating another Aries, I really think I'd kill myself. Oh my god, trigger warning.
Or maybe just don't say that.
Just don't say that. Anyway, moving on.
T-sips.
What's your T-sip today, Zeno?
Come back to me.
She thinking about it. So my T-sip this week is with, I have to say that Travis Scott and Astroworld is a whole entire mess. And my T-sip specifically goes out to Travis Scott, because reports are coming out that he played for almost another 40 minutes after the mass casualty incident had occurred. And we're talking about viral videos in the previous segment. There was also a viral video of a kid, like, on TikTok, and he was pleading with everybody to just stop. And Travis Scott was on stage being like, who's asking me to stop? Why are you asking me to stop? This is my show. This whole TikTok video. I'll try and find it. But you could hear him on stage being like, who's asking me to stop? Who's asking me to stop? And apparently there's just a whole thing around the fact that the fire chief in Houston has said that the concert should have been stopped earlier. Authorities have said that the entire event, what seems to be happening is that what we're hearing is that the entire event was basically not organized properly. Security was overwhelmed. My T-sip is to Travis Scott and just his very problematic response to everything that's been going on. I just want to let everybody know that 8 people have died recording this. 8 people have died because of the stampeding and just the entire incident that has occurred. And I just don't think that Travis Scott's response has been good enough. It's just really unfortunate. And like, if you've seen some of the videos, which is really difficult not to watch when it comes to social media, it's everywhere. Like, people are, like, screaming for help. like the ambulance couldn't get to people who needed them because the there were also people who were attending the event. Mm-hmm. Like they were actively choosing to block ambulance from passing through. It was just a whole mess. And yeah, I am sick of celebrities being idolized when they don't when they just don't deserve it. And I feel like this is one of those instances. Also, additional T-sip to Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner.
I was thinking that.
Who were at the Astro World event. Mm-hmm. And were hearing when the incident first started getting reported, they came out on social media saying they didn't know anything about it. Now we're hearing reports from some of the goers who said that no, they were walking past people who were like having CPR like in front of them and they just walked past. So
mad.
Like celebrities are trash. They are actually trash. Yeah, they're actual trash. Travis Scott, actual trash. Like you, I'm sure as well, like you can see from where you are on stage higher than everybody in vicinity.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can see what's going on, the chaos that's going on, and the audacity to be like...
Like, yeah, what goes through...
Why are you asking me to stop my show?
Literally, like, what goes through a person's mind? Because I saw... Well, I didn't see the video. Like, I saw, like, a brief clip where it was, like... Someone had a video of, well, it was looking at Travis on stage and you could hear the audience and you could kind of apparently like hear screams. And I was like, oh, isn't it difficult when you're on stage because you can't really hear much? So maybe you thought the screams were of people celebrating, yada, yada, yada. But then I was thinking about it, like, no, he has, like, he can see. So if people were running, and I'm assuming running away from his direction, he would see people. Like, you would stop and be like, what the heck? What's going on? Mm. Like, should I be doing something here? I don't understand. Yeah. Nobody even came on stage. Nobody was in his ear saying, Travis, this is what's going on. I'm so confused.
Yeah. And when you're the face of something, when you're the face of the show, when you're the face of the entire concert, I feel like it's onerous is on you just to make sure that you look like you're in the clear. Like, you can say yes, it was organized by other people, but you have a responsibility, I think.
At the end of the day, he's the employer. Like, if
to make sure that
if it's an organization,
to make sure that you would
look at the CEO and be like, okay, yeah, somebody in your organization did it, but you are in charge of everyone and everything.
Yeah, your face is on the show. Like, you have responsibility for it. If you're making the money from it, you have, you know, you have that responsibility of that fame and that stature. Your face is on the concert, you're going to be responsible for it. You can't just alleviate yourself of responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's like the whole thing around like Alec Baldwin saying that, oh, he didn't know that the shot that he fired against that cinematographer was loaded. It's not his fault because the shot wasn't, you know, the gun was just given to him. Well, there was also reports of the fact that safety standards and the entire chain of command when it comes to the arsenal and the weaponry on that movie set was not up to par and was not up to regulation and standard. Your face is on it, Mr. Baldwin. You have a responsibility to make sure everything is done properly. I just think that that's just the thing about famous people and just celebrities in general is they like the idea of that fame and that fortune and that wealth, but when it comes to the responsibility tied in with that, it's not nada. Mm. There's nothing about it. So yeah, that's my tea sip.
Damn. God, I really hope like the families that are affected get the compensation, even though that's not gonna bring anyone back. But like, I hope they get some sort of justice because I'm really over these, especially like performers, because this is a thing that keeps happening with concerts. Like, more over and over again, we have these concerts where people are put in danger. If you're not able to hold an event, especially post-pandemic, where people are safe, just, I mean, don't do it. I mean, it's not hard. People are doing it in smaller, in smaller arenas and much bigger arenas. It's not difficult to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, it's unfortunate. My heart goes out to the families who have lost loved ones. You know, there's still people in hospital, people who were injured. Yeah.
Yeah.
That my TSIP is Travis Scott. I don't get why people like that man.
Literally.
But I will also say the list of problematic celebrities is growing and my playlist is decreasing. Like that is just not. Oh, it's very problematic.
You know, on Spotify, one of my favorite things is that you can block artists. Can you do that on Apple?
Really?
Yeah. So I blocked R. Kelly and like Chris Brown and that.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. I'm gonna have to check if that's a feature on Apple, but yeah.
Probably not, because Spotify is superior. Okay.
We're not gonna have that debate now.
Yes, we can. That's my T-sip.
What's your T-sip?
Apple. And the way it draws you in and then doesn't deliver. Hashtag capitalism.
I love a good iPhone. No,
to be fair,
no,
I actually have an iPhone, but you know. Maybe my T-sip should be like the update that has ruined my Safari experience, because why is the search bar at the bottom of the screen? Who on this earth, tell me, who emailed Apple and said, hi, at your next update, can you just make sure that the search bar is at the bottom because me and my friends really want it? Nobody said that. We were all...
For those of you who can't see, Zeno is sipping on her milkshake very aggressively.
Lord. Yeah.
Oh my god. And I'm not a fan of the update either. It's very weird to have the search bar at the bottom of the screen. I know there's more difficult things in life. Yeah.
This
is real first world T-sip over here. And I also don't like the aesthetics of like the curved notifications. Like the notifications are curved now, like, or they're more curved now, and I don't like it. And also, what is up with this focus feature? Why does my phone need to tell people, yes, this person is ignoring you, the notifications are off? What, are we all just gonna get called out by our devices now?
Yes.
Not all my friends need to know that I'm not on. Like, I am working. They know that. Like, it doesn't need to be a whole big for
Lama. I mean, do you know what's funny though? Because you can still, but I actually like it because, well, don't use this against me in the future, please. Because you can still see the message, but then you can be like, oh, sorry, I was in focus mode. I didn't see it, but you did. Because you can still see the messages. I didn't see it. Sorry.
Also, I just... No amount of focus mode is going to change the fact that people are looking at their phone every 30 seconds.
What I tell you, like, my phone is in... I put it in, like, automatic work focus, 9 to 5. I still find a way. And, like, I only have one screen available during that time. I'm like, whatever, search, TikTok, thank you. Yeah.
Amen.
So it doesn't really work unless you actually like, if it was better. I don't even know, but yeah.
The only time, here's a bit of insight into my phone habit. My phone is also my work phone. So I'm always on there, always responding to messages. The only time I'm actually not on my phone is when I am eating.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, that's the only time I'm never like near my phone. Like when I'm having dinner with my family, my phone is away. When I'm having lunch at work and it's just like time for me.
Yeah.
Because you know, you've spent the whole morning being on the phone, like looking at a screen from like 9 to 1 or 9 to 2.
Mm.
I actively make an effort to stay away from my phone during lunchtime, and at lunch I just take the time to just eat. I try and stay away from screens.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll be on like a computer screen, like reading the news or maybe like watching a YouTube video or whatever. But those are the only times that I am not on my phone.
Yeah, you're better than me. Mate, that was the other thing I was going to talk about actually, because I've been really struggling. Working literally next to my bed is already... not working for me 2 years online, but with the darkness coming in earlier and then having like all these screens on, and like my eyes are just struggling and I'm really not enjoying. So I don't know who the TTIP is directed to specifically, maybe just I don't even know, just my home, I don't know.
The TTIP is to technology.
Again, capitalism finds its way into our lives. Why can't we just read a book? That's my question. No, but yeah, I've not been enjoying it. I've just been feeling like, because sometimes, yeah, sometimes I go into the office and it's nice, and it's a nice break. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when you work from home, you can wake up at 8:59 and then start work at 9 o'clock. And you can't really beat that, you know? You can't really beat that.
You have to balance out the pros and the cons. Yeah.
And then, man.
My solution is that we should all go back to typewriters.
Why is that the solution?
Because then you're not staring at a screen, right? Mm-hmm. You're not staring at a screen. And one thing I've noticed is, so I have a typewriter. Mm-hmm. I purchased one for during lockdown, you know, because I wanted to do more poetry, really get into the vibes of my meditation. But I have a typewriter. I purchased one on Etsy. Cute. You know, shout out to the person that gave me the, who I sold me the typewriter. I actually forgot his name, but I will try. They have an Instagram page and I'm definitely going to try and link the Instagram page somewhere. Mm-hmm. But when I type on it, the noise it makes is so loud.
This is what I'm saying.
It keeps you up. Like, it really does wake you up. Like, you're like, ooh. And there's something satisfying about the typing of typewriters. Like, you know, when you're watching satisfying videos on TikTok or on YouTube, the ASMR that I get from a typewriter is nothing like what I get from a keyboard. That's all I will say. So, yeah, that's my solution.
I guess that's why, because I've been wondering why people, because, you know, you can buy, like, I guess like custom keyboards that actually do like the click clacky thing that type. I'm just like, why?
Clickety clackly.
Clickety clackly. Do you know, yeah, this is my other TTIP because clearly I'm just an indecisive person today. And people are going to be like, what the heck? Basically, why do clubs and restaurants need to have loud music? That's my question. I don't know if I'm an old woman and I just like silence, but I want to be able to hear people that I'm talking to. And if I go out, this is part of why I don't like clubbing, because I literally be dancing and being like, the music is too loud.
That's why people go to smoking areas. Even people who don't smoke, they go to smoking areas to talk. But what I've noticed is the most expensive places are the quietest places. And I've always wondered, why do I have to pay for quietness?
Maybe poor people are more depressed.
Don't you think?
They have to drown out the sound.
For poor people to talk about. Poor people go to the loud places because they have more to vent about, whereas rich people are just calm.
We can just shout into the sound and be like, hey, my job!
No, because it's really true, though. Like, when you go to some of these posh places for dinner, it's really quiet, and it's like, there's candlelight, and it's very calm. Whereas you go to Nando's, it's loud. Like, Nando's
is
loud.
Actually is loud. It's...
That house is, and you've got like a screaming child. I hate it. That's the
You have like school children there because they're like doing their, I don't know, like their weekly social thing, whatever. And it happens to be Nando's.
We act like we didn't do it, but yeah, sure, go off.
I didn't have friends. Do you feel alone? I'm getting your subjects. Things against me, but no, yeah, I definitely
no,
don't.
Nando's
like...
is so loud because you've also got the auntie that's trying to slap everybody. No, sorry, I shouldn't joke about that. It's the trauma people.
You don't only ever see those things in like chicken chip shops. Only ever see in chicken.
Chicken and chip shops. That's another example of places that are very loud.
What kind of chicken and chip shops do you live next to? Why are they loud?
We've got Dixie's down the road.
Oh.
It's just loud, like, after, like, when it comes to, like, 3 in the afternoon and 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
You, at 3 p.m., you've got all of the primary school children leaving school trying to get chicken
you're
and
also
chips.
Near
and
a college.
My goodness. And at 4, you've got all the people down the college wanting to get their chicken and chips. I'm like, will God let me rest, please? I just want my chicken and chips in peace, in damn peace. Hello.
But, yeah. Yeah. Those are my multiple TTIPs for today. Pick whichever one you most agree with.
I do have another tea sip, but I
go on. It's a multiple tea sip kind of day, yeah.
My other tea sip is, so I've been telling Zeno to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, God. Okay. And I've said like a million times I'm not going to watch it. That's it. I'm being honest now. I want to watch it, but to attach myself to another Real Housewives is too much emotionally. I can't do that.
You're going to need to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You've got Mary, who decided to marry her grandmother's widow.
What?
So that she could inherit her... Yeah. So the granddad owned a church. A mega church. Like one of those American mega churches. Yeah. The ones that are, you know, allegedly make a lot of money. Allegedly. but she, when her grandmother passed away, she claimed that in the will, in order to inherit the property, Mary had to marry her grandmother's husband. So I don't think that's actually Mary's grandfather. It's just her grandmother's widow. But still weird as fuck. Still weird as fuck.
Sorry, you're telling me the grandmother put...
That's what Mary's saying. Mary's saying that her grandmother put in the will to inherit the mega church. She had to marry her grandmother's husband. When Andy Cohen asked her about it at the reunion on the end of the first season, she couldn't produce the will. So people are like, you really just chose to marry your grandmother's widow.
Ew.
That's really what you just did. But my tea sip goes to Jen Shah. Oh, so we just had the last episode where the feds were after Jen Shah. Sorry.
Oh, no.
So Jen Shah had been accused. Jen Shah is being accused of being part. Sorry, it's just so funny. It's not funny, but basically, it's really bad. Basically, Jen Shah is being charged on criminal charges, by the way. This isn't some civil claim lawsuit. The feds are after her.
No, another one.
Saying that she had sold data, like part of like this data mining, selling the data of people to people that eventually defrauded those people. So she was basically selling data of people, saying that there were these business opportunities. And the people who were victims are like really vulnerable, the elderly. Like there were people who didn't really even know what the business opportunity was. Mm-hmm. They were just being promised all this money. Anyway, we're going to get into more about it next episode, because at the end of the last episode, Jen Shah got arrested. Well, they were trying to go after her, but then she ran away. So at the end of the episode, somebody called her, okay? And they were like, we didn't hear what the other person said. Mm-hmm. But then she was like, oh, my husband, he has internal bleeding. I gotta go. So she dipped. 10 minutes later, the feds were outside.
Yep.
And they were like, where is Jen Shah? And all of the other housewives were like, huh?
Okay. Did you see her? Do you walk past her bag?
I'm not gonna lie to you. All the other housewives on Salt Lake City are, with the exception of a couple of them, Heather and Mary, because, you know, what more do you need other than an ex-Mormon and a woman who chose to marry her grandmother's widow? The rest of them are bland as fuck.
That's always like, the way, though. There's only
other,
like,
they are one
or two interesting people, and the rest are just covering in the background.
Yeah. But they're vanilla milkshake on vanilla milkshake on vanilla milkshake. But what I will say is that Jen Shah has given this season a whole new meaning. But yeah, I just wanted to say that as my t-sip. My t-sip is Jen Shah, because if you look at her Instagram page, it looks like she's not even being charged with criminal charges. She's really out here being like, you know who your true friends are, the truth will come out. I'm like, sis, they're trying to get you to prison, that you could go to prison. By the way, with the allegations that she's being charged of, there is like she could be facing almost up to 50 years in prison.
Jesus.
I don't think she will get 50 years, because she might plead guilty. We don't know. The court proceedings for it is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. But that's what I will say. My tea sip is to Jen Shah. And again, what is up with celebrities and their tone deafness? Like, Jen Shah, tone deaf. If you look at her Instagram page, she's really out here showing off the diamonds like nothing has changed. And I'm kind of like,
rich people are embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, okay, problematic, but also you do you.
Yeah.
And when the feds come and put you to prison, you do you. But yeah, those are my tea sips. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much. That's the end of our episode.
I feel today. Refreshed.
Can you please watch Salt Lake City?
I will watch the
most recent. But yeah, season two, just the most recent.
Yeah,
episode.
I'll just watch a reunion.
You don't even need to. You can just watch the reunion of the first season. We're only on the second season of Salt Lake City.
Okay, see, I don't mind that. I thought it was one of those ones where there were already 10 seasons in. I was like, I can't do that.
No. This is new. No. This is new. This is Utah. We are in the land of Mormons.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, well, people don't care about me watching Salt Lake City. bye, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye. Follow us on social media.
You know,
at Coconut Plantain.
Tell us how you found this. Tell us what you think of the episode. Who your favorite host is. We all know it's me. So you can just let me know that online.
Girl, bye. Bye. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, catch you next week.
Bye.